priorities. We prioritize all the time. I imagine most people here, when they get up in the morning, they have a list of things they need to do, and they got to put them in a priority of what's more and more important to the least important, and hopefully get the most important stuff done, and what's left over can be done another day. Because oftentimes we can't do everything we have to do in a single day. We prioritize. Today's gospel is about prioritizing our lives. You see, the Pharisees are talking about the laws that you can find in Leviticus and Deuteronomy about washing and purification of things. Now, these laws are actually good common sense. Without the benefit of a microscope, for the Jewish people did not know about bacteria or germs, they did know through simple observation over the years that people who ate out of dirty pots and did not wash their hands were far more likely to get sick than the people who did wash their hands and did clean their utensils. So from that observation, they decided it was a good thing to tell everybody, wash your hands and clean your silverware. It makes sense, right? Perfect common sense. And that's a good thing to do. And Jesus, by the way, probably encouraged his disciples to wash their hands. They might not, as we know, some of them failed to do it, but Jesus never spoke out against washing hands, never spoke out against cleaning pots. He understood that. But there is a priority here. He didn't come into this world to talk about bodily cleanliness. He came into this world to talk about spiritual cleanliness. And spiritual cleanliness is a much higher priority for Jesus, as it should be a much priority for us. Yes, I'm all in favor of staying clean. That's important. We want to stay physically healthy. But our spiritual cleanliness is a higher priority. And that's what Jesus is talking about here. And that's why he's upset with the Pharisees, because they're so concerned that the Pharisees are putting all these laws on the same plane. And they're not. Things that involve the spirit are more important, because those are the eternal things. Those are things that are going to last. Those are things that are really going to matter. So, concentrate on telling these people why it's important to be generous and avoid greed, to be honest and avoid deceit, to be humble and avoid arrogance, to be content and avoid theft, and on and on. Those are the spiritual things people need to work on. If they work on those by accepting him and his grace and his love and allowing Jesus into their lives to transform them from within, they will be given the grace and the power to battle these temptations and to transform and purify their inward selves. Because while taking care of your physical body is good for a life here, spiritual cleanliness is what we need through Jesus Christ to live eternally with God.